Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. It is so great to be along with you today. Listen, we have a very important topic to talk about. This is the terror attack in Russia. Who's behind it? Is it ISIS? ISIS claimed responsibility for it. Should we believe them? Should we not? Is Russia behind it? Russia would have motivation to carry out something like this. I'm not sure that's the case, though. A lot of people think it is. Is Ukraine behind it? I don't think this does Ukraine any good to carry out an attack like this, though a lot of my fellow conservatives believe Ukraine is behind this. Are the globalists behind it? We know that ISIS and the globalists have had some kind of connection over the years, going all the way back to the Barack Obama days. Are the globalists behind this? Is the United States behind this? We don't know anything. And anybody that tells you they know who is behind this is absolutely lying to you. Even the interrogations of these so-called gunmen, we don't even know if those are real or not. I tend to believe that they are, but again, we've got to be very skeptical and keeping our eye open for all kinds of propaganda. I have my assessment and assumption of who is actually responsible for this. I'm going to lay that out for you today as we go through all the reasons why I think one group could be responsible and others couldn't. Of course, the show is brought to you by Midas Gold Group, MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com. Now's the time to put your money into precious metals. Please check them out at MidasGoldGroup.com. So is this a false flag operation or is it just a straight terror attack? Let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, thank you so much for joining me. GrantStinchfield.com. That's the website, GrantStinchfield.com, on a Sunday edition of Stinchfield, the podcast. So when you look at the terrorist attack that unfolded in Moscow, and quite frankly, the video is frightening. The gunman going through this I guess like a mall concert hall area is frightening to say the least. When you look at people running, people fleeing, guns being shot, you've got other areas that were videotaped, and you now got over 130 people killed and multiple people, if not more than that, wounded and in critical condition. So who's responsible for all of this? Well, folks, I want you to take a pause and I want you to slow down a little bit, okay? Because sometimes, it's not often, but sometimes things may be exactly as they look and appear to be. On the face of this, it certainly looks like a terror attack. So let's check that off the box. Terror attack. Who would carry that out? Terrorists would. ISIS has claimed responsibility for this. ISIS-K in particular. ISIS-K is the group that is now having a very big resurgence, no matter what anybody wants to tell you, in Afghanistan, thanks to Joe Biden's pulling out there. ISIS-K cozying up next to the Taliban there. Who has been brutal against ISIS? Vladimir Putin most certainly had. Certainly when ISIS was in Syria, Vladimir Putin's friendly relationship with Assad, the leader of Syria, Vladimir Putin was bombing the shit out of ISIS, okay? So ISIS most certainly would have a motivation to get back at Putin and Russia. So I'm going to take that for what it is. I'm also going to look back and realize this is the anniversary of the ISIS Brussels attack in 2016, I believe it was, that killed 32 people. So this attack happens on the anniversary date. We know terror organizations love to do that. Now, who would benefit from an attack like this? Well, you can't rule out Russia, that not the people, but certainly Russian leadership would benefit from an attack like this, either if it's from ISIS, and I mean politically speaking, in the minds of weaponizing. Nobody benefits from death and destruction, don't get me wrong. But politically speaking, as an end result of this tragedy, does Putin benefit? In many respects, he would. He's going to get a lot of sympathy from the Western world. We've already seen Western governments speaking out, sympathetic, as well they should be. My hearts and prayers go out to the people of Moscow. Putin is an evil dictator. But doesn't mean I hate the people of Russia. And so I want to be clear about that. Just as Xi Jinping's a brutal dictator in China, doesn't mean I hate the people of China. This is horrible for Moscow. But from a propaganda standpoint, this would benefit Putin because it would bring him sympathy, something Russia has not had in a very long time. Now, with that said, as evil and brutal as Vladimir Putin is, I don't look at him as capable of carrying out something like this on his own civilians. You know, what many people in the West don't understand is that Vladimir Putin is beloved by the people of Russia. They love this guy. Now, you don't want to cross him, right? So that's a great way to get love, is scare your people into loving you. But beyond that, in Moscow, it's been basically a peaceful city. It's been a successful and vibrant city. The people of Moscow overwhelmingly support Vladimir Putin. I don't think he would do this to his own people. You never know, but I don't think. Now, what about Vladimir Zelensky? What benefit would Ukraine get from this? I see a lot of my conservative friends saying Ukraine is behind this. Now, let's be clear. I don't want any more money going to Ukraine. And if it was proven that Ukraine was behind this attack on Russia, that most certainly would shut the money flow down to Vladimir Zelensky. Vladimir Putin knows that as well, right? So another way that this would benefit Russia in the fact that we would shut the money flow down. But Ukraine's not going to carry this out on their own. They know there's too much at stake in order to do this. So I don't believe that Zelensky is behind this either. I believe this is an attack that ISIS carried out. Now, you look at the prisoners that have now been captured and taken. And Russia has released video of these prisoners being taken. I'll play an interrogation video from now. These may be the real gunmen. They might not be. You can't believe anything coming out of Russia. So I don't know. Are they from Afghanistan? Are they from Syria? Are they from the Middle East? It appears not. The information that Russia is putting out is that they had an escape route and they were captured hundreds of miles away. They had an escape route going back into Ukraine. Now, again, that benefits Russia in the minds of people that want to put this on Ukraine. So they have an escape route to Ukraine. Now, why would these fighters come out of Ukraine? If you listen to one of the interrogations of these fighters, he says he was hired. I do believe these were hired mercenaries. They were not, as we would say, Islamic jihadists. I believe they were hired by ISIS to carry out jihad. Otherwise, they wouldn't have fled. If they were jihadists, they stay and die as martyrs there, and they have a shootout with police and first responders, and they die there. They didn't do that. They wanted the money. They wanted to get out of there. So who paid them? Did ISIS pay them? Did a bad actor pay them? Are the globalists behind this? It's another thing that we're hearing from some of the conspiracy theory crowd. Now, what would be the globalist motivation to go after Russia, unless they want you to believe now the rise of Islamic terror is back and we've got to get ourselves involved back in the Middle East? But when I look at the globalists, I put China and Russia as working hand in hand with the globalists. I don't look at the globalists working against Russia or trying to use Russia as a pawn. I think the globalists want to use Russia as a partner. So I'm not convinced the globalists are behind this. Now, American CIA assets, America, could they want to somehow spark a World War III by creating an attack like this and hiring these bad actors? Maybe, but this doesn't have nation state written on it. I just don't think even America is capable of that. And what would be the motivation of Joe Biden? In my mind, Joe Biden's motivation here would be just the opposite. Because something like this happens, the American public's going to say, get President Trump back here and let's handle this. Having a war now with Russia is not good. So all of this leads me back to ISIS, leads me back to the motivation of ISIS to go after Russia because they're mad at them. And ISIS doesn't care about the war in Ukraine. It doesn't care about Russian-U.S. relations. Doesn't care about all that. All ISIS cares about is its jihad and destroying anybody that doesn't believe in the way they think. One thing I can tell you about Vladimir Putin, he is not an Islamic supporter by any means. All right, folks, I'm going to play this video of the one of the gunmen, who Russia says is one of the gunmen, being interrogated, and let you decide what you think is going on here. But first, folks, let me tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com is the website where I want you to go to. PatriotMobile.com/Grant, to be exact. This is about being part of a team. This is about joining an army of conservatives and saying, you know what? We're going to take our cell phones and we're going to put the money we put to our cell phones, make sure it goes to a company that drives conservative values, that is putting money to conservative causes, that is helping first responders, that is helping our veterans, that is funding the printing of In God We Trust signs and getting them spread out in schools across America. All of these things. Patriot Mobile is taking the war to the left and they're taking great fire for it. You should see the negative media attention that Patriot Mobile gets. So here's what I want you to do. Join Patriot Mobile like I did. Same three big networks they use. You can choose for your service, but you get 100% U.S.-based customer service, which is better. And know that you're helping America. All right, so here's the number, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. Use the promo code GRANT for free activation, and I promise you, you will not regret it. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. All right. I promised you I'll play you this interrogation of this, Islamic jihadist, supposedly, being interrogated by Russian forces. Now, is this real? I can't tell you. I never know what quite to believe what comes out of Russia. But as you look at what's happening here, now it's in subtitles. So if you're listening on the podcast, I'll do my best to translate here. But take a listen.
Что делал в Крокусе?
Застрелил.
Что? Застрелил?
Да.
Кого?
Почему в Казани?
Люди.
Who told you, he says. People for money said what we were doing. How many people? How much money? About half a million, he says. Half a million rubles. He only has half of it transferred to his account. The card of the account, it's in his clothes, so they lost it. Where did you get the weapons? They were delivered to us. Who delivered them? Some dude on Telegram wrote him. He doesn't know his last name. They messaged him on Telegram. He doesn't know. They just offered you to kill people out of nowhere? He said he was on Telegram. He was learning a lesson. A lesson. He's a preacher, he says. Listening to a preacher. And he messaged you. One of his aides messaged him. And this goes on and on and on. Talk about how they don't know the last name, but they met on Telegram. And one of the preacher's aides had messaged him that someone had weapons already in Moscow. All of this to me, folks, says that this was planned out, whether you believe him or not, in order to get weapons inside Russia, to have any kind of a cell from no matter where they're coming from, whether it's jihad or something else, is going to take planning. And remember, Russia thwarted an attack 2 weeks ago that was Islamic Jihad. And then you had the United States. See, now this doesn't look good for the United States because 2 weeks ago you had John Kirby issue this warning.
Our embassy there put out a notice to all Americans in Moscow to avoid any large gathering, concerts, obviously shopping malls, anything like that, just for their own safety. They should stay put where they are. and stay plugged into the State Department for any additional updates and information. I'm afraid that's really all I have on that.
So here they are giving a warning. Then you had Victoria Nuland, State Department fame, Obama, Biden, Clinton's, saying something special is going to happen to Russia. She goes to Ukraine and she issues a warning that Russia better be careful. Now, that does not look good for the United States. I still don't believe the United States would have a hand in this, but I do understand the thought process behind knowing that ISIS and its connections to the globalists and the United States, as President Trump has once said, that Barack Obama was the founder of ISIS. Remember, going all the way back, Barack Obama talked about training ISIS. We literally armed ISIS.
ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. Okay? He's the founder. He founded ISIS. And I would say the co-founder would be crooked Hillary Clinton.
All right, so that's back when President Trump was running for office the first time. Barack Obama, in many respects, is the founder of ISIS. Do I think there's American hands in this play? I do not. I know how easy it would be to come to the conclusion that we would do something like this. Maybe I have too much faith. You know I believe the deep state is real. You know I believe the globalists are very real. I actually believe that ISIS is the group responsible for this, and it does nothing for Joe Biden. This would only make matters worse for Joe Biden and make America look for a need for Donald Trump to be back on the scene. This doesn't help Joe Biden. And again, as I mentioned, it doesn't help Ukraine if it came back to that. Now, this is a gentleman by the name of Aussie Kosick. He is from Australia. He has Russian descent, I believe. Russia has given him citizenship, if I understand him correctly. He was on InfoWars, but he was talking about this attack. Now, he is a Putin sympathizer, but he has a lot of intel inside Russia. So I wanted to play some of what he had to say.
We'll help Russia unite and stabilize after the elections. Even those people that were perhaps maybe a little bit shy about the conflict, they will definitely be fully supporting Vladimir Putin now. And he got 78% in Russia. That still means there's a very small amount of the population who didn't vote for him. But after these scenes, after seeing people in shopping centers and the optics of shopping centers, what's the difference between a Russian family or Russian civilians being killed in Donbass, Donetsk, or Belgorod? Well, the difference is the optics. When they're killed in a shopping center, that appeals to the hearts and minds of the Western audience. Now, the Western audience all around the world, in fact, led by Western governments, have been giving condolences and have been condemning this terrorist attack. This is a big problem for Zelensky's regime that one of the terrorists has been caught with a Ukrainian passport, and it's now been revealed a moment ago that he actually served in the Ukrainian military. So he's a veteran of the Ukrainian military. They were on their way back to Ukraine to try to cross the border to escape. President Putin has blasted the Ukrainians for allowing the terrorists a window, as he put it, to escape. Now, if the whole world has condemned the terrorists, including Germany, France, the United States, everyone has condemned the terrorists. Now it turns out that the terrorists are backed by Ukraine, in fact, trained in the Ukrainian military, and they are heading back to Ukraine. It's very uncomfortable now for Zelensky. He's going to lose a lot of support. If he thought he was going to get those billions and those weapons, it was just hanging on by a thread, and I think this is the straw that's going to break the camel's back, and so it should. Those people did not die in vain. If we can turn this around, and this will be the end of Zelensky, those people's memory who died tragically at the shopping center in Moscow, they will be revered and remembered as a pivotal moment for the whole of Russia. Putin just announced he wants the death penalty back. The parliament just said. And he also, after the video with the Russian soldier cutting off the ear of the terrorist, he announced only hours later that Russian soldiers who are serving in the special military operation will be considered immune from criminal prosecution. Now, that's not a coincidence. That's literally Vladimir Putin looking after the boys.
Well, that's
so the end result of what he's saying here is that this harms Ukraine. And so would Ukraine be responsible for doing something like this if they knew, and anybody with common sense knows, that if Ukraine got busted doing this, this would be very, very bad. Now, again, I don't see Vladimir Putin setting this up. I believe this was an ISIS attack. So many people want to believe the globalists are behind this. Maybe, maybe not. CIA and State Department behind it. Maybe, but I tend to doubt it. These people would not have been captured. And if they're captured, something went very, very wrong, which means they were not well prepared, which means they're also somebody ISIS would hire. If the CIA was carrying this out, these people never would have gotten captured. I promise you that. But they did get captured, if we believe Russia, that these are the real people. And them being captured, again, tends to me that this was a crude attack carried out by ISIS. Now, what happens? With all of the questions swirling, all of the debate swirling, and can I tell you any of this for a 100% fact? No. And this is what I want all of you to know. Nobody can tell you this for 100% fact. But I also want to be very clear on something. I've warned you about this many times. The hyper conspiracy theory, the hyper globalist, blaming globalists, the hyper blaming the CIA, all of that gets you massive amount of views. I could come on here and say, I believe all that to be true. And I believe Obama's behind this. And I believe it's the CIA. And I believe they're working with ISIS. And I believe all these. And I could say this, you know what? My views to this podcast will be six times what they are with me actually telling you what I believe. That I believe ISIS is still really pissed at Russia. And I believe ISIS, because of Barack Obama, well, certainly started them, but because of Joe Biden's pulling out of Afghanistan, ISIS is now on the rise. And I know that a lot of conservatives don't want to believe that jihad is back, but it most certainly is. It's never going away. It is a war we will deal with that will be generational. So before we jump to conclusions, we've got to be very, very careful about all of this. Hey, folks, I want to play a clip from Kash Patel because I've been talking with him about a lot of this. And he's going to be on the Real America's Voice show Monday night as well to talk about this. But before I do that, folks, I want to tell you about my friends over at Midas Gold Group. MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD. That is the website I want you to go to start considering putting your money into gold. This terrorist attack is an exact example of what I'm talking about when you need a safe haven for money. World markets can collapse on things like this. Currencies can collapse on things like this. There is so much uncertainty in the world. Putting your money into gold is a smart play. How much? Well, that's up to you. And I would urge you, talk to my friends at Midas Gold Group about it. But you got China buying up gold. You have many central banks across the globe buying up gold. There's a reason they're doing it, because the war on cash is very, very real. So 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com. Give them a visit today. All right, Kash Patel on with my buddy Steve Bannon as we try to figure out what's going on in Moscow.
Hussies like Victoria Nolan running around talking about asymmetrical warfare. Your job is diplomacy. Leave the asymmetrical warfare, any warfare, for the professionals. The fact that she's out there lobbying for asymmetrical warfare for the Ukrainian government tells you everything you need to know about this line of effort that they are all, as you laid out, intertwined with the Ukraine conflict. But to me, here's the thing, Steve. This happened in Russia. This happened in Vladimir Putin's Russia. They have to have been planning this for a long, long time. And my scare is that they've been doing the same type of planning here in America because of the open border. That's how these guys got into this country. The same MO is how they got into the Russia, into Moscow, to perform this attack. And that's the problem, Steve. If they can do it there and they can get all the propaganda they want and the world running scared, what happens when they do it to America? Because Victoria Nuland and our Congress are too busy talking about Ukraine aid and asymmetrical warfare.
All right, so you see, Kash Patel is with me on this. He believes Islamic Jihad is real. The terror threat is real. that this is an exact example of what can happen when you take your eye off the ball. Think about our southern border. We let all those Afghanis in after the botched withdrawal. Now you've got a southern border that's being overrun with not just people from Central and South America, but being overrun by people from the Middle East, from Africa, from Asia, all of it. And if you don't think the terror threat is real, it most certainly is. And I think Russia proves this. If they can do this in Russia, of all places, they can do this in the United States.
Do you think that this is actually ISIS? I mean, President Trump destroyed the caliphate, the physical caliphate. Destroyed it in what, under 18 months, where they said it was going to take a generation to do it. President Trump did that. Do you think this is ISIS, or do you think this is some cover? Because it's very suspect about what's happening in Ukraine, and why is this happening in a theater in Moscow? Why is it going after total civilians, not military targets? Are you suspicious about this at all?
I'm very suspicious about the whole thing. Look, ISIS supposedly put out a statement on Telegram on their mock newsletter claiming responsibility. Now, that's not normally what they do if they are the ones behind this attack, but they're also not stupid. They are propagandists. If they claim this attack, it allows for them to get free advertising to recruit around the world. But here's the thing. Yes, President Trump defeated ISIS senior leadership, wiped out al-Baghdadi and so many of his cadre. But like Joe Biden came in and flipped the switch and said, well, basically, Iran's not our enemy anymore. We're going to pay them money and they're going to fund terrorism around the world. What you could have happened 3 years into a Biden administration is the rise of ISIS. We have the rise of al-Qaeda already in Afghanistan again. And it doesn't take a lot of money or a big cadre of people to perform, scarily, this type of terrorist attack. So it could be a small cell, but it's entirely too early. And the important point is we don't know because President Biden has not prioritized intelligence collection efforts against any form of terrorism around the world. Or literally, Steve, if you can believe it, today, the Office of Director of National Intelligence, the entity, the office responsible for all intel in America, you know what they put out a newsletter today about? Applauding themselves for having a transgender covert officer operating in the world somewhere.
So there you see common sense, level-headed assessment of what's going on. All I'm saying, folks, is it is easy to fall for the sensational trap. Be careful that it's clickbait. Doesn't mean that it's not true. It may be. Far less of a chance that that stuff is true than it is that this is simply ISIS. That is my assessment. I believe that to be Kash Patel's assessment. And we will look further at it because ultimately, who does this benefit the most? If anything, you'd look at a false flag that Russia was behind it. If you really wanted to see who got the most benefit out of this, it would be Russia. I just don't think Putin has it in him to do this. I really don't. The other part that would get really big benefit out of this would be ISIS themselves. United States doesn't get a benefit. Ukraine most certainly doesn't get a benefit out of this. Makes no sense for Ukraine to do this unless they were going to go down the road and make the play. Hey, we're coming for you inside your country and we're going to go full on terror unless you get out of our country. But Zelensky's not doing that. So all of it needs to be flushed out. All of it needs to be investigated. The problem is when you deal with nations like this, Ukraine, Russia, Afghanistan, Syria, all of these nations, you can't trust a thing coming out of them. We may never know the full story behind this attack. But a lot of it is very, very suspect and curious. We'll be watching. I'm going to do more of this on the Real America's Voice show Monday night at 7 p.m. I'm going to have Kash Patel on with me as well to talk about all of this and break it all down and figure out exactly what's going on. On the Rumble channel, the Real Patriot Nurse writes, the lead terrorist in the Russia attack, his name is Abdul Hakim Shishani. Google his name. You'll see a lot of news about him fighting for Ukraine, etc. I will most certainly do that. Look, Stinchfield's army is far and wide. And I know many of you on Getter are not happy with me for my assessment of this. Tough noogies. We can agree on some things. We can disagree on others. I hope you appreciate my honesty and my directness of where I come from. We don't always have to agree, folks. Come on. All right, that's going to do it for us. Stinchfield's Army Rolls, thanks to all of you. God bless the victims of the Moscow attacks. God bless the people there that are dealing with all of this. I don't want anybody to have to go through what they went through, and my hearts and prayers go out to. My thoughts and prayers and my heart goes out to the people of Moscow affected by this. All right, folks, we will see you tomorrow on The Real America's Voice Show. That's Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern time. I so appreciate you watching. Stinchfield's Army Rolls.